Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Lent.
Hi, good to see you. And we brought on to you our theologian today. He might have some special insights for you. His name is Pascal. We'll see how it goes. So, you know, you started Lent, you know, we're at like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember the great intentions that you had when you first started Lent? The drive, the discipline that you thought you would have? How's it going? I have a feeling that perhaps maybe some of us entered the desert to fast, and now we're in the desert feasting. So if you feel a little bit discouraged with your Lenten observance, just got a message for you today. Hi, my name is Ken, and I'm with you. I feel like, you know, I haven't had a great start. Oh,
I think I'm going to go find a seat.
Like this video.
Like this video is not having a good start. Should we go find your seat?
So if we find ourselves failing in our Lent of observance, what should we do? Well, be of good cheer, trust in Jesus, and forgive yourself for not being perfect because Jesus does. So we start again, and I find myself today on Wednesday starting again, and I'm glad to start with you. I have also found that St. Alphonse really lays the smack down on people, and I just could not handle another smack down. I just need a little bit more hope. So that's what I'm focused. I don't know what you're talking about. For me, today's message is me more of a hopeful message, and it starts this way.
Now St. Bernard says that it is as difficult for a habitual sinner to rise as for one who has fallen under a heavy stone and who has not strength sufficient to remove it, to free himself from it. He rises with difficulty who is pressed down by the mass of a bad habit.
So do you feel pressed down by the mass of a bad habit? You just can't keep your Lenten observance, or maybe it's a habitual sin. So where is the positivity in this message, Ken? Well, this is what I was thinking. It was a story about a little boy who's playing in his sandbox. He's got his sandbox, he's got his trucks, his bucket, his shovel, and he's digging around. And all of a sudden he finds like a rock in his sandbox. And he's like, well, I got to get this rock out of the sandbox. So he digs around the rock, and it's quite a large rock. He digs it up, and then with his feet, he lifts it up onto the edge of the sandbox, and he wants to get it out. So with all his strength, he pushes with his hands, and he can't quite get it up over the lip. And then he turns around, and he digs his feet in and pushes his backward, trying to get that thing over the lip of the sandbox. He can't do it. One more time, he leans into it with his fingers and tries to lift. And just as it's about to go over the lip of the sandbox, it falls down right onto his chubby little fingers and squishes them. And so he cries and he's sobbing. He can't do it. And then a shadow casts over top of him. And he looks up. And it's his father. And he's like, son, why didn't you use all the strength available to you? And he's sobbing. He's like, dad, I did. I just can't get it. And the father's like, no. You did not use all the strength available to you. You did not ask for my help. And so together, they reach down, and together they lift up this rock out of the sandbox, and it falls over onto the other side. That is what life is like, and our Lenten observance are like, and our struggles with sin is like, without all the strength that is available to us, which is in Christ. You know, we rely on our self-will, our own discipline, our own giftedness, and when it doesn't go our way, our chubby little fingers get squashed, and we think, what in the world just happened? Well, that's what's supposed to happen when we don't trust Jesus. Our chubby little fingers get squashed. That's what happens. And so this is just a reminder to say, are you using all the strength that is available to you? Are you abandoning yourself to the Father's love and His strength that will help you get those things out of your life, out of the sandbox that just need to go? This task is not all on you. Because if it was all on you, it would be impossible. And so we invite Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, to strengthen us to do what is humanly speaking impossible, to conform our life to Him.
Okay, well, a nice little segue is a prayer that St. Alphonsus put in the readings for today, and it goes very well with habitual sin. I am resolved to change my life and give myself to thee. Tell me what I must do, and I will do it. O blood of Jesus, aid me. O Mary, advocate of sinners, succour me. And thou, eternal Father, through the merits of Jesus and Mary, have pity on me. I thought that was very beautiful because, like you were saying, like we need to ask for help. Sometimes we can't do it on our own. Actually, we can never do anything on our own.
Right.
Like even moving our pinky finger, we can't do it on our own.
If you read St. Alphonsus's Lenten meditations, he always starts off harshly and he really does give a smackdown. But then he, towards the end, if you ever persevere towards the end, then he has these beautiful prayers and insights. And there is a sliver of hope with him, but it's only at the end. I was thinking, isn't this the life of the saints, though? They struggle and then they run to Jesus. That's a true mark of sanctity. I was thinking of St. Faustina. She was once overwhelmed with her own struggle, and this is what she wrote in her diary.
When I see that the burden is beyond my strength, I do not consider or analyze it or probe into it, but I run like a child to the heart of Jesus and say only one word to him. You can do all things. And then I keep silent, because I know that Jesus himself will intervene in the matter. And as for me, instead of tormenting myself, I use that time to love him. That's beautiful. But he says more than one word.
I know. I'm like, she says more than one word. I think it's more, it's the idea.
Huh? Yeah, like one phrase. Says one phrase.
So here we have St. Faustina overwhelmed with a burden, and her response is what a saint should do, and that is just to run to Jesus. Now, we see this with St. Alphonsus again later in this meditation, and he writes something also very beautiful where he abandons himself to Jesus in regards to when we are overcome with habitual sin.
O my beloved Redeemer, I will offer no further resistance to your loving affection. I desire to love you henceforth to the uttermost of my power. But you already know my weakness. Detach me from all earthly affections, which hinder me from being all your own. In you, I place all my hopes, my God, my love, my all.
For me, the last phrase is, in you, I place all my hopes, my God, my love, my all. Exactly the response that we need to have when we are struggling to persevere through Lent, or just struggling to persevere in the life of sanctity.
St. Alphonsus can sometimes be a little bit hard, which that's actually part of what I love about him. But he can also have some positive things, like right here. There is a remedy, but you must not expect a miracle of grace. You must on your side do violence to yourself. You must fly from dangerous occasions, avoid bad company, and resist when you are tempted. Recommending yourself to God. You must make use of proper means, going frequently to confession, reading every day a spiritual book, practicing devotion to the Blessed Virgin, praying constantly to her that she may obtain for you strength not to relapse. I thought this was really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And actually, just this past Sunday, our priest was sharing, I don't know if he had just heard a bunch of confessions and people feeling really discouraged about their Lenten observances, but he was like, you guys, don't get too hard on yourselves. Like kind of what you were saying right at the beginning, like, let's pick ourselves up and start again. And, but he, what our priest was also saying is like, if you really struggle, like for example, sitting quietly in adoration, let's say you can really only muster up 20 minutes. He said, go like an extra 20 minutes, go for 40 minutes. And he was just like, do extra, you know, something that's really hard. And he said, the more that you do that, the easier it's going to get. And I feel like when St. Alphonsus says, do violence to yourself, that's kind of what he's saying. He's like, do the extra, do what's extra hard. And so for myself, one thing that I really, you know, I've been wanting to do for a long time, but I feel like Lent is a time where I can do that, is I want to wake up extra early. And so I set my alarm extra early to wake up. And okay, mind you, I don't always get up that early because our baby wakes up so much in the night.
Especially last night.
So then I reset my alarm. But I do want to wake up that early so that I can spend extra and not rushed time in prayer. Like I always do my prayer time in the morning, but I just love having not rushed time with God.
Can I build upon that extra stuff that you do? You know, like it does violence. So it hurts the will. That's what it is. It hurts the will to do something hard. But if you think about a muscle, if you're working out and you never stress the muscle beyond what is comfortable, it will not grow. in order to get stronger, you have to stretch the muscle, put it under strain, and then it actually grows. But if you just stay within the comfort zone, don't expect to grow. Spiritual life is the same. You stay within your comfort zone, don't expect to grow. And I would encourage you, go back to that quote that Janelle just read, because St. Alphonsus is describing basically the Catholic spiritual life that every Catholic should do. Mm-hmm. He just goes through everything. And that disposes our hearts to the grace and the strength that is available to us. Mm-hmm. So there's both. We have to push the rock. And when we start pushing the rock with the disposition of God help, then the beautiful thing happens. He does come and the impossible becomes possible. But if you're wondering, well, what do I do? What does that look like? Go back, read that quote that Janelle just went through. St. Alphonsus just hits on every single major thing that a Catholic should do in the Catholic spiritual life. I think we're done, huh?
We're done.
Hey, so please share with us below in the comments what stood out to you in this ramblings and why. And invite people to this journey with us. Well, I'll put a link again in the description of how people can opt in to get these emails in their inbox. So friends, I think that's it.
That's it. Don't forget to pray the rosary.
So tomorrow you will see myself and Father Christina. God bless you.